The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 16th. What to know today about last night's debate, a LeBron James controversy, and NASA's new spacesuits. Plus Google's reveal, Fortnite returns, and how LinkedIn wants to get you offline. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the fourth and largest Democratic presidential debate with a dozen candidates on stage at once kicked off with the question, should President Trump be impeached? All the candidates think he should be, and they didn't really mince words on that. NBC News reports four of them called Trump the most corrupt president in the country's history. But by later in the debate, it was less about Trump and more about differences between the Dems. Frontrunner Senator Elizabeth Warren was one of the main targets for attacks. Candidates debated some of the policies she's laid out before, like a 2% wealth tax and Medicare for all. For example, some wanted her to explain in detail how she would pay for government-run health care for all. While some candidates got into heated back and forths, Senator Cory Booker kept calling for unity among the party. The debate also touched on issues like gun control, foreign policy, age, and even friendship. That last one referenced controversy about TV host Ellen DeGeneres being friends with former President George W. Bush. The moderator asked candidates who they're friends with that might surprise us. Well, that question faced quite a bit of criticism across social media, with many saying there are more important issues to talk about. As for age, Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently suffered a heart attack, said he's healthy and feeling great and can handle the stress of the presidency. Read more highlights from the three-hour debate last night and opinions about who did well and not so well in today's show notes. So we briefly mentioned the impeachment inquiry, so let's give you an update. There's been more testimony and pushback as the investigation continues. The AP reports State Department official George Kent testified yesterday. He says administration officials told him to lay low on Ukraine as the White House took over U.S. foreign policy. And a day earlier, Politico reports the president's former top Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, became the first White House official to cooperate with this investigation. She provided new details, like how she says former National Security Advisor John Bolton was alarmed by the actions of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, when it comes to Ukraine. But ABC News reports both Giuliani and Vice President Mike Pence say they will not be cooperating. House Democrats have subpoenaed them for documents related to Ukraine, including anything they have about that phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Well, Pence, Giuliani, and others say the impeachment inquiry is a sham because the House still hasn't formally voted to start it. Top Democrats say the vote is not necessary, and they're plowing ahead. Stay tuned. NBA superstar LeBron James is facing backlash for some of his comments recently. It all has to do with that now-deleted tweet from an NBA executive that supported pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. Well, LeBron James says the exec was misinformed when he showed his support for protesters. He said, quote, "We all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen." Cue the backlash on social media. Critics say LeBron James' comments show he's more worried about his own brand and business dealings in China than about the people of Hong Kong who are fighting for more rights. In fact, CBS News reports protesters in Hong Kong even set one of James's jerseys on fire. Remember, the original tweet that supported protesters has caused quite a stir and major strain between the NBA and China, where the NBA has looked to expand. Hong Kong is part of China, but has some independence. Protesters worry those rights are being taken away. But mainland China is furious these protests are happening and that the NBA is getting involved. NASA astronauts are getting brand new spacesuits. There are two of them. CNET says one is orange and meant to be worn during launch and re-entry on board the Orion spacecraft. It'll provide thermal protection and can provide life support for several days in case of an emergency on the spacecraft. The second spacesuit is red, white, and blue, and it's meant for actual moonwalking. Both are an upgrade from the suits worn during the Apollo era. For example, CNN says the new ones are easier to move in. NASA plans to send the first woman and the next man to the moon by the year 2024 wearing these new suits. And speaking of NASA, that all-female spacewalk we were expecting to happen next week has been rescheduled again. But this time, it's been moved up, possibly to this week. Space.com says astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meyer will walk outside the International Space Station together either tomorrow or Friday. Apparently, a faulty battery needs to be changed sooner than later. The wild card, Washington Nationals, are going to the World Series. They took Game 4 last night against the St. Louis Cardinals in the NL Championship Series. And the AP says it'll be the first time the nation's capital has made it to the World Series in 86 years. Now we wait to learn who the Nationals will be playing in the World Series. It's between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. A quick break now for our new sponsor today, Native. Native is all about safe, simple, effective products with trusted ingredients and performance. Native deodorant has fewer, simpler ingredients so you know everything that's in your deodorant, and it's formulated without things like aluminum and parabens. And it works so you don't have to sacrifice when making the switch to a natural deodorant. I personally love the smell of the one I use. It's coconut vanilla, which is apparently the most popular scent, and I know why, because I use it every day. I've tried a few different natural deodorants at this point, and Native is my favorite. And there's something for everyone. So there's a variety of scents you can choose from for both women and men, as well as an unscented option. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Just visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Walmart will now deliver your groceries and put them away for you inside your fridge. It's a program called In-Home Grocery Delivery, and it does come with a price. CNBC reports first, shoppers need to buy a $50 smart lock that will be used to get into their home. Plus, they have to pay $20 a month for the membership. Walmart says background checks are done on the delivery drivers, and they have to go through training before they can start walking into your house. Right now, Walmart is testing in-home grocery delivery in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Vero Beach, Florida, but it hopes to bring it to more cities soon. By the way, Amazon also offers something similar. The Verge says it's part of its key home delivery service where drivers leave packages in your garage or the trunk of your car. Google revealed a bunch of new products at its hardware event this week, including new phones, earbuds, and Wi-Fi. First up, the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL. Engadget says both the phones have multiple high-quality cameras, and as expected, they come with gesture controls. So users will be able to wave their hands at the device to control it. The phones will also come with a faster face unlock. They start at $800 and will start shipping next week. There's also new Pixel Buds, which are wireless earbuds. CNET says they have a better fit that's meant to lock the buds in your ear and block out sound. You can also use the earbuds to talk to the Google Assistant hands-free. Just say, "Hey, Google." They come out next spring. Google also talked about a video game streaming service, a new flagship Chromebook called Pixelbook Go, and a new Nest Mini and Nest Wi-Fi. You can find links to more of the highlights in today's show notes. It's official, Fortnite has returned. It's back online after a two-day blackout. As expected, Engadget says game developers rebooted Fortnite with an all-new Chapter 2, giving gamers a new map and making some changes to how they play the game. Remember, the popular video game virtually exploded over the weekend, and most players were left watching a spinning black hole with no way to play. So gamers are happy it's back and seem to welcome the changes. Fortnite Chapter 2 is live now. A robotic hand just solved a Rubik's Cube. It took about 4 minutes. And while other computers can do the same task in literally 1 second, this was unique. The New York Times reports, for one, the robotic hand is much more human-like with its movements. And two, this robot wasn't specifically programmed for this particular task. Instead, it sort of learned how to solve the Rubik's Cube on its own. And that has researchers excited. The robot is made by artificial intelligence research organization OpenAI, whose goal is to make a general-purpose self-learning robot. Some say this was proof machines can be trained to do more complex tasks, like creating cars that can decide on their own when to turn. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about another new LinkedIn tool that hopes to take you offline. TechCrunch reports LinkedIn is launching the new feature tomorrow called Events. At least for now, it's free, and it helps people plan, announce, and invite people to meetups or get-togethers in real life. The events are meant to be work-related, from networking happy hours to in-person training sessions, and based on either a certain industry or neighborhood. Once it launches, you should be able to find the events menu bar on the left side of the screen or in the app. Oh, and also work-related today, it's National Bosses Day. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. You'll also find them right in today's episode description in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.